From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, October 17th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the war in the Middle East is affecting students at the University of Illinois. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The killing of the 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy in the southwest suburbs of Chicago is sparking widespread condemnation among elected officials across Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The governor, members of Congress, and state lawmakers are speaking out about the horrific crime, and some are denouncing what they call hateful rhetoric that may have led to the attack. Palestinian-American State Representative Abdel Nasser Rashid says he believes Palestinians have long been dehumanized by Israel and Western media.
The one-sided statements by elected officials refusing to recognize the humanity of Palestinians has created an atmosphere of hate and has directly led to this horrific act of violence.
Rashid and others are calling for an end to hate speech, and he says he's encouraged by calls expressing support for Illinois' Muslim community. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The FBI is reporting a recent rise in hate crime incidents in the Chicago area and is opening a hate crime investigation into the weekend stabbings of a suburban Muslim boy and his mother. Dave McKinney reports.
The FBI didn't provide hard data to support its assertion, but it comes as war deepens between Israel and Hamas. The Illinois State Police head tells WBEZ that it knows of no imminent acts of violence against any Jewish or Muslim targets in the Chicago area. Still, State Police Director Brendan Kelly is urging public vigilance against potential lone wolf attackers.
See something, say something. It's as simple as that. Don't wait until it's too late. If something doesn't feel right, you need to report that.
Earlier this month, Jewish and Muslim organizations first reported seeing increased hate-driven activities against their communities. This is Dave McKinney.
The Piatt County Board approved a wind farm for the county on Friday, with several members saying a new Illinois law gave them no real choice in the matter. That law set statewide guidelines for wind and solar farms. County Board Member Michael Beam said as long as the project meets those guidelines, Piatt County cannot refuse it. He said doing so would lead to a court battle the county would likely lose.
And so at the end of the day, we could end up with $500,000 or more of legal fees and fines and still end up with a wind farm.
No one on the Piatt County Board voiced support for the wind farm, and some members were ready to challenge the new law. The final vote was 4-2 to approve a special use permit for Apex Clean Energy. The Virginia-based company plans to build a 50-turbine wind farm in the northern part of Piatt County. The project could be operational as early as the end of 2024. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team plays their first exhibition game of the season Friday at State Farm Center against the Ottawa Braves. Illinois returns senior standouts Terrence Shannon Jr. and Coleman Hawkins, who both withdrew from the NBA draft. Earlier this week, the Illini were ranked as the 25th best team in the nation by the Associated Press poll. Illinois and Ottawa tip off at 8 p.m. and will be available to stream on Big Ten Plus. Still to come, we'll learn more about how the war in the Middle East is affecting students attending the University of Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 2 of Hotel Portofino picks up in the summer of 1927 as Bella considers if she should reunite with her no-good husband or focus on a blossoming friendship with a handsome architect. Season 1 is currently streaming on WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can binge all 6 episodes of Season 2 starting the evening of October 15th. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Events in the Middle East are echoing around the world, including here at the University of Illinois. U of I senior Jonah Singman arrived in Israel on September 3rd. He had planned to spend the fall semester studying Middle Eastern politics at Hebrew University through the Rothberg International School Program, but instead, he's heading home. IPM News reporter Liv Barwinska has more.
I spoke with Singman, a political science major from Highland Park, just hours before he was scheduled to leave Israel on an El Al flight from Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion Airport Monday morning. He had spent his first few weeks in Israel in language study and orientation, settling into his new life in East Jerusalem.
We took a day trip to the beach once, which was great. We stayed there all day, enjoyed ourselves, sunbathed, went into the Mediterranean Sea for a swim. It was very nice. We had no suspicion that anything could possibly escalate during that time.
That changed on the morning of October 7th. Most of his fellow students were on break for another week. Singman was alone in his apartment.
October 7th is a major Jewish holiday called Simchat Torah, which is considered one of the happiest holidays in Judaism, where you're supposed to party essentially all day. I woke up 8 a.m. with an alarm to get ready to go to services. And about 8:15 a.m., I start hearing sirens. I start hearing bomb sirens, and I'm freaking out.
Singman sprinted to a bomb shelter in his East Jerusalem apartment building. He had his laptop with him and soon learned that Hamas was attacking Israel from the Gaza Strip.
So I had no idea how far the terrorists had gotten. I was just hiding in that bomb shelter in that corner, fearing for my life.
After 3 hours in the shelter, Singman got in touch with a friend in his program.
I couldn't be alone. I did not want to be alone. I was afraid to be alone. I didn't want to die alone.
They decided he would go to her apartment about a minute's walk from his.
Just getting out of my apartment after what had gone down was incredibly difficult. That first step I took to leave the apartment, I could just feel my heart progressively beating faster. A wave of fear from the tips of my toes all the way to the edge of my hair. Didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't know if a rocket was going to hit me.
Singman was scheduled to arrive in Chicago at 6:15 p.m. today. He says it's too late for him to start fall classes at Illinois, so he'll take the summer off and stay with his family in Highland Park. He was supposed to graduate next spring, but now hopes he can do so next summer or fall.
I put my life in perspective right now, and I realize that graduating a semester late from college is not nearly as big of a problem in crisis that other people have experienced.
Singman says October 7th not only changed his timetable for graduation, it changed him as a person. For IPM News, this is Liv Barwinska.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, Jim Meadows, Colin Highslope, and Liv Barwinska. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.